This is those that have just broken a flower vase. Can you imagine having to write a poem for that? I mean, seriously, it's like, what the hell do I do with that? And so it took me a long time to find the poem. That's what it kind of became, this thing, is this effort to find the poem in the title. Because some birds land only to nest, because they travel through the canyon's half-light like science fiction standards, the swerve and veer through a dangerous chute, because down valley, the landscape fades to a geometric test of wills, algebraic agriculture arguing with the river's floodplain calculus, because the clouds branch and froth in blossom above the Allegheny Mountains, because these peaks have been lifted up and torn down three times, because exhaustion writes its name in deer trails across smoky hillsides in midwinter, because beauty walks hand in hand with grief, because it's the only time she'll ever see one, I'll talk about the collared swift that died in flight and landed in my neighbor's Pacassandra. The picture window rang where it smacked the glass. Framed in the casement, her husband drops to his knees in the March-wet earth, a stroke blooming up the branches in his head. At least, that is how I choose to imagine it. The gelling of the narrative around the low tone of wrung glass, the warm carcass of the bird splayed in the elegant green of the new shoots, his dead arm slump as the cat, startled, drops from the pie chest and knocks a bud vase from its place. So, as she turns to find the door, she sees them both there, suspended in midair, with all the grace of everything about to shatter.